I was going to speak more about the Megillah, but there doesn't seem to be much time. So I just want to speak about one point very quickly. And that is that it's very interesting. Towards the end of the Megillah, we find the expression kiyem or kimu that is used recurrently. I think more here than in any other place. In addition to being superfluous in its context, it's just very striking that it is that it is so pervasive. Here in the Megillah, we find it. The idea of Kimba v'Kiblu, of course, but it's repeated again and again. Here in Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we find L'Kayem Alehem, Liyoso Simes Yom Arba Asar L'Chodesh Adar, V'Esom Chamish Asar Bo B'Kol Shana V'Shana. That's the first time. L'Kayem Alehem. It's a strange usage. But what's fascinating is that it's repeated again several times in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleihem, v'al zaram, v'al kolan dolvim aleihem, v'lo yavor, v'yos osim eshnei ha-yamim ha-eile, kichsavam v'kizmanam, b'chol shana v'shana, and of course it's the famous one, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu ma'ashe kiblu kvar. But then, again, it's not only that, but then Pasuk Chav Tes, v'tichtov Esther ha-malka, bas avichayil Mordechai ha-Yehudi, Es kol tokef l'kayem es higeres ha-purim hazos ha-shenitz. And then two psukim later again, l'kayem es yimei ha-purim ha-ele b'zmanehem. Here we have it twice in the same pasuk, kasher kiyam aleihem Mordechai ha-yudi v'ester ha-malka, again three times, v'kasher kimu al nafsham v'al zaram divrei atzomos v'zakasam, which of course is the makor for Tainus Esther, according to the Rambam, in Perikei Hilchos Tainus Halacha Hei. And then finally, Umamar Estar Ester Kiyam Divrei Purim Ha'ela V'Nichtav Basefer. So this, six or seven times repeating of the word Kiyam or Kiyam, sometimes referring to the holiday and sometimes referring to the Megillah, is very striking, very shocking indeed. I mentioned the other day in Hashkafa Shir about a week and a half ago, the language of the Torah in the end of Devarim, Arur Asher LaYakim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos. The language of L'Kayim or Kimu in general, both in Lishna D'Rabbanan and in Lishna D'Kra, has a connotation of permanence. But even more than that, a connotation of verifying or supporting or reinforcing. It sounds like the Megillah is something which is not only niskarim v'naasim, which requires to be remembered. The fact that it needs to be remembered is, of course, clear in the Megillah, niskarim v'naasim. But also in the famous Yerushalmi that the Rambam quotes, in the end of Hilchos Megillah, the Yerushalmi that says that even if La'asid Lavo, there will be no more, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or as the Rabbi understands, is the reading of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that nonetheless, there will always be, Megillas Esther. Kol sifra nevim kol aksuv ma'asidim libate limasa mashiach chutz Megillas Esther. Harei kayemes, again that word, kichamisha chum shei Torah kehochos Torah shebal peh she'en b'teilim li'olam, af pi shekol zichron atzoros yivatel, ki nishko atzoros harishonos, etc., Yimei ha-purim lo yivateilu, shenemar v'yimei ha-purim ha-ele lo yavru mitoch ha-yudim, v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. So the idea of the zecher is a critical aspect, something which is unique to, and of course, zochar, and the whole connection to zichirat samalek is connected to that. But equally the concept of l'kayim, kimo v'kiblu, and l'kayim, which is mentioned 7-8 times, in this short space of psukim, has this connotation not only of remembering, but of guaranteeing and reinforcing. In other words, not leaving to Safek the fact that this will be remembered and appreciated. In Lishna Derabanan, when we want to talk about the verification of a signature to establish that something is authentic and to make sure that its integrity is independent of relying, you know, upon any individual testimony, we talk about kiyum chasamos. Kiyum chasamos is what guarantees the permanent authenticity of a document. So not only the memory, but especially the authenticity, kind of freezing, you know, in time and guaranteeing for all time, you know, in perpetuity, the message of the Megillah and the feeling of the Megillah, whether it's the day or the text, this seems to be a priority when it comes to the Megillah. And the question is why? Without going into detail, because I have to finish in one more minute, but the Sivos and his Perush, there's a terrific Perush on the Megillah called Megillah Starim. One of the things that he emphasizes repeatedly is that the Megillah and the story of Purim accentuates the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Of course, that's in keeping with Kimu v'Kiblu, that he doesn't say, Vayichan Yisrael tachas ahar, Ishachad b'levachad. He wants to know why, doesn't connect this to it either, the Megillah, the first time it uses the language of Kabbalah, says v'kibel hayehudim b'lashon yachid. But what he does emphasize is that the idea of Matanos Le'avyonim, Mishloach Manos, which we don't have really in any other holiday, is all about, as we know, Ribui Reyos, and about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. He suggests that, when Haman, you know, tried to destroy Klal Yisrael by saying, Yeshno Amechad Meforad Umefozar Mibein Ho'amim, that, you know, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, you know, was what irked him. You know, ironically, that's what he was, you know, trying to deny in a way. And that the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael itself was due to that sense of Achdus. And that's expressed, of course, in Mishloach Manos. The substitution of Yom Tov, you know, in the earlier formulation from Matanos Le'avyonim, likewise, highlights the total sense of responsibility and sense of identification that exists on Purim and existed in the Purim story. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Megillah, explains that Matanos Le'avyonim is even of greater significance than Mishloach Manos, precisely because it highlights that sense of achrayus that every member of Klal Yisrael has for the other. Lech Knos HaYehudim, Tainus Esther itself, as we've explained in the past, is a kiyum and simcha. It's not like a regular fast day, because it underscores the unity of Klal Yisrael and the hashgacha that came about as a result of that unity. So in this sense, the kiyum of a kiblu, and especially the kiyum part of it, the idea that you have to take steps that guarantee, you know, this sense of identity, this sense of empathy, this way of expressing the destiny of Klal Yisrael, you know, by connecting with other Jews on the day of Purim, is something that is very singular. So I have to finish now, but, you know, ironically, you know, we find ourselves in this very kind of surreal situation where not only, you know, where we live, but, you know, the entire world is, you know, combating the outbreak of a virus, you know, which is, you know, sometimes treated, you know, through isolation. People have remarked how amazing it is that, you know, the Jewish community is such a connected community, you know, that, you know, everybody goes to the same bar mitzvah and bas mitzvahs and funerals and weddings and that can be a problem in terms of spreading, contaminants, and therefore we have to take steps to be very careful and to be responsible about that. But it also highlights the achdus of Klal Yisrael, the sense of Leich Knos HaYehudim, the idea that in Eis Tzara we really do band together, and the sense of not only Kiblu, but of Kimu, of supporting each other, and of ensuring that the authentic feeling of Klal Yisrael, of the Kibel, B'lashon Yachid, is something that will apply as well. So even though this Purim, we're a little bit disjointed in that respect, we should, as we think about it, take steps to even, be Mekayim, to authenticate, to strengthen, to ensure the long-term concept which drives the holiday, the idea of Achdus Yisrael. And I want to invite everybody who feels comfortable and well to come on Purim between 12 and 2. Hopefully we'll have Divrei Torah. And anybody who's able to make it, no pressure. But I know there are other things during the day, and people also have concerns about congregating. But anybody who is able to make it and wants to, we'd be thrilled to see you and look forward to greeting you. And Mirtz Hashem, going forward, future Purims, we should be back in the framework of the yeshiva, where Purim is so special.